Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
This is Christy Nickel, one half of A Winnipeg Slice. I'm here with Charlotte, the co-founder of Petal Pop-Ups, to talk about what you can expect from a market like this. Can you tell us, what does Petal mean? I know it's an acronym.
Hi, so yeah, Petal's an acronym, and it stands for Prairie Made, Ethically Made, Thoughtfully Made, Artisan Made, and Locally Made. And so that kind of sums up what we stand for as a market. So we're trying to promote small local businesses, handmade items, and it's also a vegan market. So everything that's being sold there is 100% vegan.
That's awesome. And how long have Petal Pop-Ups been going on?
So we just started. This is our first market, so we're really excited, but we're definitely hoping to do more in the future.
That's really exciting. So how many vendors are you expecting to come down?
I think we have 15. So we've got a lot of different sort of variety, but we are, we're both moms, so we definitely included some really cute baby stuff and kids stuff. Like, we've got some kids stuff from Rosendahl, we've got some kids accessories from Hello Darling, and then we also have some toys too. So it's going to be, there's a lot of stuff for moms and dads, but we also have other things too, decor items, plants, lots of jewelry.
Are you extra excited for any particular vendors that are coming down?
Oh God, that's so much pressure because there's so many, but Plant Baby Terrariums has these really cute plants and I love plants. I kill them all, but that's why I have to keep buying them. So I'm pretty excited about that. And also I'm really into the pendants. Copper and Pine has these pendants that they're really, really beautiful. So,
well, I will absolutely be there. I know me and the other half of Winnipeg Slice, Christine, are going to definitely come down on July 22nd. I cannot wait. It's only $2 to attend. Is that correct?
It is. And the $2 is going directly to an animal sanctuary, a local sanctuary called Kismet Creek Farm. So yeah, it's going for a good cause.
Awesome. It's at Harrow United Church on Mulvey Avenue. And hopefully I'll see you there. Thank you so much for being here and talking with us.
Thanks a lot.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg. Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
I'm Christine Ahrens for Winnipeg Slice, talking with local artist Sean McLaughlin. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So right now we're standing on Lily Street looking at one of your pieces. You were recently commissioned to put up some artwork on Lily Street. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, so I was hired through Center Venture to work alongside the landscape architects who were redeveloping the streetscape for Lily Street, and also John Hirsch, which is by the Manitoba Theatre Center. And I was hired with an artist fee to produce works and include them in the redevelopment of the street.
So what art did you come here with and think was it going to be a good addition to the street?
So my previous work has mainly been in printmaking, both with woodblocks and letterpress works. And a lot of my previous work revolved around mapping and a idea of place. And so when I approached this project, I really took a look at what the idea of place is in relation to Lily Street. Because Lily Street is a little bit different than a lot of streets in the downtown, as over the last century, it's actually been moved and changed and has grown in length and shrunk at the same time a number of times.
Very cool. So right now we're looking at one of your pieces, which is a giant map of the city, but you're using actually the weather to change your art. Can you tell me a bit about it?
Yeah, so we're standing right now in front of Gateway, which is a pair of maps on that flank Lily Street right up Disraeli. And the maps themselves are black with the rivers overset using Corten steel, so that with time they will rust and weather and become muddy, much like our art rivers in the city.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.